Profile series. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. This is the Kendre Miller Rookie Profile. John, Kendre Miller was a popular request for multiple weeks in the Rookie Big Board Discord. So we finally went ahead and talked about this rather divisive prospect out of TCU. I think throughout this profile episode, John, we're going to show both sides of it. If you're watching on YouTube, we would love to hear which side you land on. So drop us a comment and make sure to like the video while you're here. All right, John, let's get into it here. Kendre Miller, running back out of TCU.
Anyone who's followed me for these years, and especially this year, I've been talking a lot about it. I do like my backs to be on the bigger side. Kendre Miller at 5'11", 215, incredibly intrigues me. And I watched them all year for these Horned Frogs. They were 13-2 and made the national championship game. They just had an incredible season. And to me, it's amazing that they have two offensive prospects in Quentin Johnson and Kendre Miller, who should both be drafted. Now, Miller's more divisive than Quentin Johnson, I think, in most rankings. So there are wildly different prospects. I happen to like Kendre Miller, Matt. In high school, he was a three-star recruit and the number 122 athlete in the country. Nowhere near the Zach Evans category of prospect. As a senior, he played quarterback, Matt, and he rushed for 2,508 yards and 34 touchdowns. He was named third-team all-teams, all-state in Texas, and he chose the Horned Frogs over Southern Miss, UTSA, and Wyoming. Basically, it looks like the Horned Frogs were his only Power 5 program that gave him an opportunity. And when he arrives on campus, Matt, I'll be the first one to admit, I was focused on Zach Evans, his former teammate. I wasn't thinking too much about Kendre Miller. I mean, Zach Evans was just getting so much hype, and we did the video of him about 3 weeks ago. So I wasn't looking much at Kendre Miller, except for when he popped into the game late in the game and got some random carries. As a freshman, however, in 2020, I probably should have paid a little bit more attention. He averaged 7.2 yards per carry. That is fifth all-time in TCU history. He plays fourth on the team with 388 rushing yards, and he scored on touchdowns of 38 and 89 yards. The 89-yard score tied for the second longest all-time at TCU and was the eighth longest play in school history. That's pretty impressive. So we had a nice little freshman year. But again, Zach Evans getting all the press. 2021, I'm guilty again. I really assumed, and I drafted Zach Evans in my CFF leagues. I had him on a Devy team, right? I was looking forward to Zach Evans' season. 2021, Zach Evans was good. Go back to our profile. But underneath him, Kendre Miller finished second on the team with 632 yards rushing, and he topped TCU with 7 touchdowns. He was the only player in the nation with 3 touchdowns over 32 yards in the same game. He had a 33-yarder, a 75-yarder, and a 45-yarder. Now, when you look back at those 2 years, there's a lot of there to uncover. In 2022, unbelievable. Without Evans on the team, he was first team All Big 12 and Doak Walker semifinalist. He led the team in rushing, and he gained 1,399 rushing yards, and he scored 17 times. The rushing were the most yards by a Horned Frog since LaDainian Tomlinson led the nation in the year 2000. He recorded a 5-game streak of 100 yards, and he finished He finished his career averaging 6.7 yards per average. Matt, I like Kendre Miller a lot. What does your film assessment say?
John, we'll start with the strengths here, and then we'll get into the weaknesses. Because like many people, watching Kendre Miller throughout the regular season, you know, just watching him live, I was very excited about Kendre Miller. You know, TCU was hot this year. They were playing some awesome games, you know, really shredding up a relatively weak year for the Big 12. And so, you know, you're watching Kendre Miller, and you see that explosive runner off the snap, right? He shoots off the line of scrimmage. He gets off the ball quickly. You do see examples of really clean cuts. He'll flash a nice jump step when he's running. And if he breaks into the open field, you mentioned it, he can accelerate well downfield. So I'm watching live. You know, he's a priority for me when it gets into film review. I flip on the film, John. And for me, this is why it's so important, right? In my process, we're watching a lot of tape. We're watching consistently here. And I just found that there wasn't consistency to Kendre Miller's game. So that's what I'm struggling with, right? When I look at it, the vision is inconsistent. I struggle with that, John. I struggled with seeing Kendre Miller create his own space. When that space was blocked open for him, and he would shoot into that second level of the field, and he could be downfield with his acceleration. But he wasn't creating that space for himself. And keeping in mind here, Big 12 defenses, you're playing in a lot more space than you are going to necessarily play in the Big 10 or the SEC, and certainly at the NFL level. So when I'm evaluating a Big 12, runner, just like if I'm evaluating a group of five runner, I'm looking for them to create their own space. And I didn't see that consistently with Kendre Miller. And I got to tell you, John, I was disappointed with his play strength and goal line ability. You mentioned he's 215. He was not consistently overpowering front seven defenders week in and week out. I mean, you really saw him not be able to push through or power through the box. There's multiple examples on film of him just getting consistently stonewalled at the goal line. And so I struggle with that. And then I didn't see him as a reliable player in pass protection either. So this is one of the things I talk about all the time. I need my film to match what that player's profile and build suggests that they're supposed to be good at. I love that Miller's explosive. I love that he has clean cuts and that he can accelerate. But if I'm looking for a bigger back, I need to be able to see a guy with play strength and somebody who can score at the goal line and somebody who's not going to be a liability in pass protection. But with Kendre Miller, I don't see those things. And so those are the red flags for me that say it doesn't matter how explosive he is. I'm not sure he's going to get on an NFL field and stay on an NFL field. So that's my concern here with Miller. We could be looking back at this take a year from now because it's certainly off consensus and I could look ridiculous, but that's what I'm seeing on film. I'm okay being off consensus here with Kendre Miller. So let's flip back to the positive here, John. Let's talk about some stats.
I plugged him into my model. And there is a lot of goodness that shows me that he might be able to play in the NFL. And while I agree, he doesn't play to his size, I do think he has enough of pop that he can be good. But there are questions, obviously, about him. Can he take the next step using his power and strength? He has 2,410 career rushing yards. He averaged 6.7 yards per carry. And I know it's the Big 12, and I always joke that they're defensively challenged, and there are a lot of open lanes out there, but that's still a nice number overall. He had 1,515 yards from scrimmage this year. Very impressed by that. He had 22% of the team's scrimmage yards. Almost hits my benchmark. So I would like to have 25% scrimmage yard dominator. He's at 22. That's nice. And he only has 29 receptions, which might cap his upside, you know, potential from a fantasy football aspect. Because I don't think he's a great route runner. At least I don't remember seeing anything on tape that impressed me. You know, it was more dump offs and just quick passes. Nothing like he's running down the field on a wheel route and catching the ball over his head or something like that. I think he's just adequate as a receiver. But again, we've seen that players improve at the NFL level. If you're looking for a big back and you're looking for some diversity in a running back by committee, I think Kendre Miller can do that for a team, but they've got to think they can coach him up. Matt, what should fantasy footballers know about Kendre Miller?
John, I have him projected from NFL purposes as a day three early player. That's rounds 4 and 5. I know a lot of folks probably think he is a top 100 player. I just do not see that the way I see the NFL draft breaking for the running back position. It's funny, you know, you look at the rookie big board right now, and running back 9 and running back 16 are almost inseparable, right? There is a ton of players packed into that range. And so, as always, John, if the draft capital is higher than I expect and the landing spot has volume, you know, we can pivot, right? But right now, that's kind of where I place him. I place him at day three early. I do have his rookie ADP projection as 201 to 204 because I'm willing to recognize that the opinion I'm giving here isn't consensus, right? But at 201 to 204, I'm going to have zero exposure for him. He would have to be closer to 304 for me to really kind of lean into that. I do have him projected out as bench depth, right? That's a running back 4 type range, somebody who's good to kind of just stash on a deeper roster as injuries and bye weeks pile up. You're able to plug him in. And John, I have the value comp, like a current value right now as Rashad Penny, right? This guy who will have his truthers, will have the folks that will kind of boost up that valuation, but won't necessarily be, in my projections, you know, a week in and week out starter, somebody that you're going to plug into your lineup, you know, unless there's an injury or otherwise volume is created there. John, what you got to make sure that you plug into your daily routine are the resources of the rookie big board. Get access to the Discord, get access to our rookie rankings. The rookie guide is now out, so you can see my full breakdown of Kendre Miller. And if you don't agree with my take, John, this year in the guide, I also included my breakdown of everything I'm looking at in terms of traits and how I evaluate each position. So you could go in and get more insight as to maybe why I disagree about Kendre Miller. All right, all that's available for just $3 a month, patreon.com/rookiebigboard. And as always, we appreciate you checking out this episode of the Rookie Big Board.